So this is from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 to 25. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain that is his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up on meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. And Rachel started off by mentioning this passage that in our service today, we really want to be spurring one another on, as this passage says, towards love and good deeds, not giving up on meeting together, but encouraging one another in everything that we do. And in a moment, we're going to turn to these boards, and we're calling it the RBC Mission and Service Board. And we've asked people to bring along something that they're involved in, whether that is something you do in your everyday life or a charity that you support or somewhere where you serve using your time. And I'm going to invite you in a bit to come and stick things up on this board. And I've already put a few things that we do as a church up here, but we want to hear everything that every individual is involved in, because we are the church. The people are the church, not a building. And so actually all these things that we do in our everyday lives are part of serving God as part of this community that we are here. And if you haven't brought something with you, you might want to take a moment just while I'm talking to think, is there something that I do? Is there something I support, a charity with my time or with your money perhaps? Is there something that I do with my time that I could add to this board? You might also want to come up in a bit and have a little look at these things that are here and just write your name on a bit of paper and stick it alongside one of these. And so we've got Nappuccinos and First Steps. I know there's people involved in that. The Honeycomb, I know there's plenty of people here involved in the Honeycomb. Children and youth activities. If you go to one of these groups or help out with one of these groups, come and write your name on this or stick it near here. The Renew Ruddington work, our wellbeing cafe and Renew Green Spaces on the allotment. We'll hear a bit more about those later. Community Sundays, if you've been involved in hosting one of the groups, you might want to share something about that. Small groups, I know quite a number of people are part of small groups as well. So you can add your name to these things as well as bringing up some of the things you've brought with you as well. I'd just like to think again about this passage a little bit more from Hebrews chapter 10. And just listen to the last couple of verses of it again. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up on meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. I don't know about you, but I often find it easy to give up on things, not necessarily to see things through, but to give up too soon. And last summer, I started a new exercise regime, having put on quite a bit of weight during lockdown. You might have not noticed because most of you saw me on Zoom and you only saw me from about here upwards. From here downwards really wasn't very good for a while. I put on a little bit of weight, and I'd already done put on a little bit as well after having my children. You will know if you've had children that you end up eating two dinners most evenings rather than just one, which doesn't help. But I've actually done quite well in this exercise and healthy eating that I've been doing, and have not only lost the weight that I put on during COVID, but I'm actually down to the weight I was before I had kids as well, which I'm really, really pleased about. It was pregnancy. It didn't help me at all. But over the 6 months of doing this healthy eating and exercise, there have been times where I've been really tempted to give up, either on days when I've been craving a takeaway or at times when I just feel like exercise is too hard. The exercise I've been doing, most of you will know Joe Wicks, and so I've been doing some of his videos, which they're kind of like 20 to 30 minutes of really intense exercise. And just getting myself into the mood to do it. It's just really, really hard, and I found it quite easy to almost give up at times. And some of it's been about balancing things and not being too serious and allowing myself to have treats at times as well. But the time I found it particularly hard to return back to this regime that I've been doing was after Christmas. And it took me quite a few weeks to get back into the routine of it all, because Christmas just reminded me of how much I enjoy eating food and how much I enjoy moving very little. But overall, I would say that I actually feel so much better and healthier and fitter for all the work that I've put in. But this thing that has been good overall for me in losing weight and getting fitter has at times felt like a chore. At times it's been a bit boring. At times it's been frustrating and not very enjoyable. And it's led me at certain points to consider giving up. And I wonder whether at times we sometimes feel the same about faith or about church or a particular area of life where we're involved in serving God. We know the overall benefit of faith and being part of a Christian community and serving God in the world. But life is challenging. Many of us live quite busy lives. And at times it might be easy to feel like we're going to give up. The passage we're looking at today from Hebrews is all about perseverance. And it's a message that is quite simple. Don't give up. Don't give up on faith. Don't give up on the hope that you have. Don't give up on meeting together as God's people. Don't give up on the world around you. However hard things get, don't give up. And then there's a few messages that it says to do instead of giving up. It says, instead of giving up, draw near to God. Instead of giving up, hold unswervingly to the hope that you have and share with others. Instead of giving up, spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Instead of giving up, encourage one another as you meet together. Returning back to what I started with, my exercise, there have been a few factors that have helped me to persevere, as well as just seeing the difference that it has made and my wife telling me that I look particularly good. But one of the main things that has actually helped me to carry on and not give up has been the encouragement of other people. In August, when I started this, I purposefully told lots of people, and those people have kept asking me how it's going and holding me accountable to it. And also the encouragement of others, like, oh, you've lost a bit of weight. Those kind of things have been really encouraging and helpful. If we try and live out our faith in isolation without the support of our church family around us, it's so much easier to give up. We need the encouragement and the support of others who help us to see the good works that we're doing, who encourage us and pray for us, and also hold us accountable to things when we need that as well.